Graças a Deus.
My name is Miles. I'm an alcoholic. Nice crowd tonight. I want to welcome the newcomers who identified themselves. And I hope you hear something tonight that you can walk away with. And, you know, that's something that just might keep you coming back. Congratulations to those who took a cake tonight for a birthday. That's always a good thing to see. I always like seeing birthdays. You know, it shows you that, you know, anybody can do it and they can get a lot of time and stuff. I want to thank John for asking me to speak tonight. And, all right, that's enough with the thank yous. So, my sobriety date is May 22nd, 2009. And my home group is Old Town Speakers in La Jolla on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. And my sponsor's name is Donovan J., who thanks for showing up tonight. And everybody who did that I'm really close with, this means a lot to me. So, you know, before I ever took my first drink, I was, I was an alcoholic. I displayed alcoholic tendencies. I was, you know, I was a problem child. I acted out in school or whatever. And when I took that first drink, I was about 13 or so, and that was it, you know? Like, whatever I was fiending for, whatever I was craving, you know, that seemed to do the trick. So at that moment, you know, I pretty much put everything in the back seat, and I put all my, put my family behind me. I put my friends behind me. I put my academics behind me. I put sports behind me, and that's all I wanted to do was, you know, drink and be cool on the weekends. The weekends turns into the weekdays. The weekdays turns into every single day, and before you know it, you know, I have a habit with authority, with defined authority. I have a hard drug habit now. Like, things when I was younger and I was drinking, you know, when you first drink and you see people, you know, you see the real grimy people, or you see somebody with a paper bag walking down the street pushing a shopping cart, you know. That was my idea of an alcoholic, and I thought I would never, ever, ever turn into that. But in 6 short years, you know, I'm 20 years old and I got sober when I was 19. In 6 short years, I lost everything. And when I say that, I mean, I was kicked out, I was couch surfing, and then I was working just terrible jobs. Family turned their back on me. I didn't have any real friends, and I was miserable. And so, yeah, I was just burnt out, and I was tired, and I was like, you know, this shouldn't, you know what, like, everything that I wanted in life, I had gotten, and so, to just throw it all away like that, it seemed quite foolish, and it seemed like there was something out there that was possibly better for me and better for my situation. I didn't know about Alcoholics Anonymous. I knew about, like, you know, go to rehab, you know, I knew a couple of the grimy kids that went to rehab, so that's where I was headed. Moms was like, yo, you want help? And I was like, yeah, I got it, you know, this is terrible. I want to have a life. I got dreams, I got hopes and aspirations, and what I'm doing right now is just, it's terrible. So, you know, on May 21st or whatever, I went in and I checked into a detox, and then did 30 days inpatient, and that was it. That was like, what time am I over? I don't know. I just want to make sure I get into time. This is the best part, you know. I got into rehab, and I was like, yo, this is amazing. Like, life and living and being kind and generous and all this stuff that I never felt before, except when I was a little kid. And it all came back to me, and, like, you know, I realized this is exactly where I'm supposed to be, and everything that I had gone through is for this moment right now. And, you know, I attended my first AA meeting at my home group, which is Old Town Speakers. And the lady just, who was main speaking there, I could totally relate to her story. It was just like this crazy running, gunning with these mafia guys and all these, this crazy elaborate story that you would picture in a movie. And I was like, you know, wow, I kind of like this place, and I kind of like what these people have to offer. They're kind of too nice, but whatever, I'll sort them out when I get more time. And My sponsor now, you know, I've always had the same sponsor, and he came in, he did an H&I, and, you know, I was like, that's the guy, he's kind of crazy like me, and he's got a good story, so I'm going to swoop him up, and I got him, and we've been working the steps, and we worked the steps, and we got into the book, and, you know, my life has changed in so many ways today, like, just the way I think and my thought process, you know, I owe it all to a spiritual experience and a psychic change. You know, the craving is gone. And now I just got to work on some other cravings, but if it's not drugs and alcohol, I guess it's not as bad. But anyways, you know, I love AA, and I get a kick out of all of this stuff, and the people that I've come to know here, my true friends, you know, people that I would have never looked at when I was out there suffering and dying that slow, painful death in my bed. It's just I'm extremely thankful to have this relationship with God and to give back and to be of service. You know, that's probably my favorite part of this program, is to come up here and be able to tell my story, to give some newcomer a ride, to talk to somebody out there while I'm drinking coffee and tell them, you know, who's got less time than me, you know, this is what I'm doing, you know, check this out. And I get it all from the book and the steps, and that's it. You know, it's so simple, but I make it very, very complicated. You know, I don't know why we do that, but, you know, I just want to thank John for asking me to come up here tonight, and thank everybody for being here, and to the newcomers, and to the birthday getters, and, you know, just a big thanks. This is, you know, this is my life now, and this is what I do, and I'm proud of it. You know, I wouldn't have it any other way. And so with that said, thank you.